Just mess with a spout.
Okay, all right. Let's say if it was very cold around here and you turned on the water one morning and nothing came out, you might say, oh great, it got so cold last night that the pipes
burst.
All right. A container that people years ago used to use for shipping flour in, you know, big thing with the wooden staves, that sort of thing. You just call that a
shipping a barrel?
You ever seen a barrel of flour or sugar or something like that?
A whiskey barrel, so no, his mama cuts those open for decorations and stuff like that.
I see, okay. What about something that's similar to a barrel but it's smaller? Nails used to come in it. Or gunpowder might have come in it. Just looks like a little version of a barrel. Keg or something like
that? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you would call that?
A keg.
Okay, fine. Talking about a barrel, those things that run around the barrel, they're usually metal that keep the staves in place. Those round things. Do you have a name for those? Okay, let's see. Years ago, there used to be a fad. Everybody went around with one of these plastic round things. Yeah.
Something like that.
Right, okay, fine. Say if you wanted to buy a lot of molasses or a lot of lard, what would that probably come in?
A barrel or something.
Mm-hmm.
Keg or barrel.
Okay, fine. Have you ever heard people use the word stand? Gonna buy a stand of molasses or a stand of lard?
Mm-mm.
Not familiar with that. Okay, fine. Say if your mother was bottling some liquid and she was gonna use something to pour the liquid into a narrow mouth bottle, something she could use so it wouldn't spill all over creation.
A funnel.
Right, okay. Or say if you were driving a horse and buggy, something you'd use to crack over the horse's ears.
That way. Yeah.
Right, okay. Or say if you went down to the store to buy something, the grocery boy would probably put it in a what so you can carry it home.
Fat.
Yeah. What would that be made out of?
Paper.
Alright. Or say if you wanted to buy some sugar, maybe 5 or 10 pounds, what would you say that would come in?
A 10-pound bag or 5-pound bag.
Alright. Are you familiar with something like that except it's made out of this rough, heavy, brown, coarse material, kind of cloth-like stuff? A bag or a sack? Something like that. Would you just call it that?
Just a sack of flour or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do people around here ever talk about buying something that came in a toe sack or croaker sack?
Croaker sack.
What would come in?
Potatoes, or and you buy like butter beans, you know, that people have picked and they bring them into town. You buy a bushel of butter beans in a croaker sack or something like that.
Right. Okay. Fine. Let's say if a man were taking some corn to the mill to be ground. Just talking about the amount he could take at one time. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that referred to, so-and-so's taking a
load of corn?
Okay, fine. What about if your father went outside to bring in some firewood and he just got as much as he could carry in both of his arms? You'd say he's bringing in a
load of wood.
Okay. You ever heard the word turn used like that? So-and-so's taking a turn of corn to the mill?
Mm-mm.
Not me, okay. Say if that light in that lamp burned out over there, you'd replace the what?
Bulb.
Okay. Specifically, maybe if you're going to use two words to describe it, it'd be the
light bulb.
All right. And if your mother just washed the clothes and if her dryer had broken down or she doesn't have one, she would take them out to hang them up in a what?
A clothes basket.
Sure. Okay.